And welcome to another edition of the Odyssey Radio Show. We talk about ancient mysteries, metaphysical topics, and unfiltered, non-corporate news of the day. I'm your host, Mike Schultz. And today we're going to be talking about The Secret. Yes, you've seen it on Oprah Winfrey. And you've seen it all over the media and on Larry King. And we're going to talk about it and how to put some of these practical examples into your life. So I've invited a life coach on the show. Her name is Coley Smith Green, and she incorporates The Secret into her practice. Welcome to the show, Coley.
Hi, Mike. Thank you.
Okay, great. Why don't we first start talking about what a life coach actually does? I know there's a lot of people out there that are kind of stuck. They can't get from point A to point B in their life, and they need a life coach. So why don't you talk about how that works?
Okay, sure. I've been a life coach for a few years now, and it starts with just examining the core components of a person's life, their home, their relationships, their health. More often than not, there's one component that will be off kilter, say health or debt or addiction or a bad relationship. So we take that and break it down and we make an action plan. So basically, traditional life coaching is an action plan moving forward. It's not looking at the past or therapy. It is, let's look at what's going on right now, where we want to be, and make a plan connecting the dots to where we want to be. The difference with my style of coaching in applying the law of attraction is that I get people to work first with spirit, through spirit. I believe that there is a all-knowing, all-abundant universe out there, and if we can tap into that, use that as our source to where we want to be, then we can get there a lot easier.
I see. So people come to you with all sorts of problems, correct? Everything from relationship issues to career, etc.
This is correct.
Okay.
Everything you think
of. All right. And so let's talk about The Secret. Let's go over the basic premise that you just stop dwelling on your negativity and the problems you have and really focus on the outcome you want, correct?
Yes, it's all about what you do want and living in alignment to that, to your aspirations and what you do want. So you need to be on the same consciousness of that which you do want and the same vibrational alignment of that which you do want, if that makes any sense. In other words, you cannot shoot for abundance and live in a world where what you're thinking about is lack constantly. So I get the person's consciousness to shift over into abundance. And abundance, money is the biggest issue that I get.
Why is that? why do people have such a problem with that? I have a theory that all of our relatives were raised during the Depression, and they really ingrained us with these problems that they had.
This is true. You know, I mean, our upbringing and our thoughts about money all come from how we were raised and taught to think about it. So it really is a shifting of that. I believe it's an energy flow, that money is just a flow of energy, and that we use that one type of energy, money, to judge how we are in the rest of our lives. So if you can look at the flow of everything else in your life and see money as that same kind of energy and get it flowing as well, it works. Like, for instance, a lot of people just see their lack of income, and then it shoots everything off kilter for them, but I
right,
get people
right.
to understand that the universe is offering them abundance in every way imaginable. There's people delivering your mail, there's water coming through your pipes, there's air to breathe. You know, we're not concerned about a lack of any of that, but if you can understand that and start appreciating that in your life and being grateful for this abundance and tapping into it on that level, then it creates more of a flow in money as well.
I see. So why don't we talk about some case studies or examples and people you've been working with, of course, anonymously. We've talked a little bit earlier in this week, and you were telling me about one young woman who was going to go off to college, but she had bad grades, and she thought, well, I can never be accepted into this great school. So how did you help her?
This is true. She had goofed off the first couple of years, so was into drugs and skipping school and was bored by it. She's very intelligent, but she was just bored with it. And then she decided to get it together. She got into a private art school, was making good grades, was very challenged academically. She's very smart, so they challenged her in ways that brought out her intelligence. And She got in a rehab program, got off drugs, became a mentor in her rehab program. This was a long process, but anyway, she decided that she wanted to go to a really good college here in town, and she had 2 years of good grades and things to show for it, but she was afraid she wasn't going to get into this college. People from all over were applying, and they had straight A's for 4 years, and her counselor told her not to get her hopes up. But she applied anyway and did the best she could with the information, but was still feeling a little down and out and starting to look in some of the other different colleges around town that didn't feel quite right to her. So I encouraged her to visualize actually being accepted into the college. She applied for an early admission so that she could find out if she was going to be accepted or not. And
right.
They wrote her and told her, no, you know, we have more people than ever applying to the college this year, and we won't know till April if you'll be accepted or not. So I just told her not to get her hopes down, to visualize actually getting a letter that said you will be accepted, and to start doing things like talking to friends about rooming with them, and to start looking at the classes she wants to take, and to just live as if she's already been accepted.
So she had to leave town. Till you make it, right?
Yep. So she had to leave town for a few days, and she told her mom to check the mail every day and to call her if she got a letter. And she just wanted to know one way or another. And they weren't supposed to tell her till April, but she was still visualizing this, being accepted. And lo and behold, she got an email that said, "You've been accepted," while she was away out of town. So it just really did work for her, and ahead of schedule even.
Now, the key point to me in this story is when a voice of authority, a counselor, told her that it was hard to get in. It was like he planted this seed in her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
that's what happens to a lot of people. Yes.
Right, but I think that happens to a lot of people in life. Some voice of authority supposedly comes along and tells us we can't do things.
Exactly. But this is what she really wanted, and it was the only thing that felt really right to her, and she knew in spirit that it was the right place for her, that she could really see herself being there. She could see herself on campus. She could see herself in the classes. I mean, she really felt it. And so it wasn't just a matter of changing her thoughts. It was a matter of really getting in and feeling that was the right vibration for her. That was the right place for her to be. And she knew it, despite the fact that everybody was telling her, oh, you didn't have good grades to begin with, and, you know, all this other stuff. She knew on a subconscious level that it was the right alignment for her. So
I see.
It was just letting, you know, just opening up that for her, letting her actually feel that more and live it, so that it just manifested so easily.
So technique to use possibly would be to go to a place where you think you want to be, like take a visit and walk around there, right, and see it.
Absolutely. Visualize it any way you can. Actually get yourself to feel it, in any way you can.
Yeah, like, you know, go to the college, visit it, and then that helps you with your visualizations.
And she did that.
And, right. You have another client who wanted to make a big move from Texas to Portland, and so many people are so scared when they have to make a big move. Why don't you talk about this type of a decision?
Right, and this was actually a client that I just corresponded with on email, and I got an email from her just saying, I am so afraid. For some reason, I don't know why, my family lives in Portland, but I have a good job here in Texas, and I'm afraid to move to Portland, and that I might not find the job I want, and all that kind of stuff. She says, can you help me with this? And I wrote her back that the secret and the law of attraction teaches us that what we think breeds more of what we think. So if you're thinking fear all the time, you're going to attract more thoughts of fear, and that's going to keep you from allowing yourself to be in the space that you need to attract these opportunities. So I said, whenever you're feeling that kind of thing, change your environment. If those are like thoughts of a bad song that you don't want to hear, change the radio station to a song that you want to hear. In fact, actually, go put on music that you love. Go on a hike. Do something that makes you feel good and alive, and start visualizing everything coming together. Visualize your family and friends in Portland. So glad to see you. Visualize a space opening up of the perfect home. visualize the job that you would love to have. Sit down and write it out. I am so happy and grateful now that I have found this home in Portland and this job has come to me that is the perfect pay in the perfect way. Visualize the summers in Portland or whatever it is that you like about Portland and just let it open up to you because it is here waiting for you. Visualize that and just get out of that fear space. Start thinking of all the reasons why it's right to do it. And so that's my advice for her.
That makes a lot of sense. And why don't you tell me about a female client you had whose only source of income was her ex-husband paying child support, and she was growing very resentful of him. Why don't you talk about how you helped her with The Secret and Abundance?
Yes, yes. Well, she called me ranting that her husband had just come into a great deal of money, and she had raised the child for a few years without help because he wasn't in a position to help. And she felt very entitled to that money. He was in a position where he had helped the child with therapy and some medical issues and all kinds of things that were very expensive. So she basically lived with the child and but didn't get any help from him. Anyway, he came into this money and she felt she was entitled to it, and she felt very, very resentful and very resentful of his new lifestyle, taking vacations and paying off his home and retiring early and all this kind of thing. So it was to the point where she couldn't even think about her own wealth, her own abilities and talents. She just was living off an inheritance, and that was dwindling, and she, again, felt a lot of fear. So
she's
I pushed her to
be
very grateful for what he was able to give during the time. One of the things about the law of attraction is that you want to give to people that which you would like to receive back, or you want to give in vibration that which you would like to receive back. So if you want gratitude, respect, support, encouragement from someone, give that. Give that. Be thankful for it. And then don't let that be your only source. She needed to start seeing her own spring, her own well of abundance, and to be tapped into something other than the ex-husband. So I just told her to be very thankful and grateful for what he did offer through the years, and to tap into her own well of abundance. And so she started doing that, connecting the three spirit to just her own place where abundance was thriving. And lo and behold, she got a call 2 weeks later saying that this woman was doing a great big decorating project and she needed paintings for this model home in this big condo. And she wanted to hire her to do these big paintings, and not just for one, but it turned out to be for three condos. And then from there, she got a lot of referrals from people who saw the paintings. And she's
That's exciting.
Tapped in, yes. And the husband put money in account for her to take a vacation with the daughter. So
that's a really good example. But that brings up the point to me. I was thinking about how we all have so-called enemies in our life and people who we don't like. If you think about those people, they actually have good attributes and they have done good things in our lives. And we can just think about those, right?
True. What I like for people to think of in situations like this is what the universe gives to one man, he gives to us all. It's there for all of us. There is an unlimited supply of abundance, health, well-being, love for all of us. So in situations like this where you see someone you know just, taking off in it, you tend to compare yourself and put yourself down, and instead you just need to tell yourself what the universe gives to one man, he gives to us all. And so it's actually an appreciation for that person for seeing how it works, you know.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about health problems. So many of us have problems with our eyesight. Why don't you tell me about your experience with helping people regain clear eyesight?
Okay, that started with my own experience. I had been using glasses for about a year just to read, and it was getting to the point where I couldn't read without them, and I was at an appointment waiting for my son and saw an article in a magazine sitting in front of me, and I really wanted to read the article. And I had thought about just you know, I didn't have my glasses. They were at home, and I wanted to read the article there. I didn't want to steal the magazine. So I literally just, I closed my eyes, and I said to myself, I intend to read this article with the eyesight that I had when I was 30, and for my eyesight to be restored to perfect. And I sat there for a few minutes with my eyes closed, and I visualized opening my eyes, opening the magazine, and seeing the print very, very clearly, and reading it. And I sat there until, with my eyes closed, visualizing that, until I just knew that when I opened the magazine, I was going to be able to read it, and I did. I opened the magazine, I read it very clearly, and I haven't put on a pair of glasses since.
Amazing.
Now, I hadn't been wearing glasses for very long, so it wasn't really engraved in my consciousness that
sure.
that I had to have them no matter what. But I then was telling the story to a client, and he said, I want to do that for myself. I'm tired of not being able to find my glasses and not being able to read things, and it's just such a hassle. But he had been wearing them for 10, 15 years, and he used to make comments all the time off the cuff, I'm blind as a bat. I can't read the menu. I'm blind as a bat. So I worked with him. I said, you can't instruct yourself to give you perfect eyesight if you're also telling them that you're blind as a bat.
Oh.
So,
that phrase, sure.
Yes, and also you have to be, like I said, it's like a person walking with a cane who wants to run. In this case, it was being thankful for the cane. It was being thankful for the glasses that gave him the eyesight, that the glasses he depended on, but also visualizing each time before he picked something up to read of his eyes being able to read without. And it took him a little longer. It took him a 3 weeks or so, but he's now reading without his glasses in most
cases. All right.
Cases.
That's a much more natural way to go about it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't you tell me about an overweight client you had and how you helped her take off some of her pounds?
Well, this is a good one because it brings into... I really believe that you have to work through things, body, mind, and spirit. And I believe that part of what makes the law of attraction work is allowing. And we become resistant to allowing what we want in our lives. This person really saw herself as too big to put on her jogging outfit or her workout outfit and join others and work out. She was just 30 pounds overweight, but she wanted to lose the weight. With weight loss, I encourage people to not want to lose weight because then you keep gaining weight to lose. What I encourage people to do is have a vision of themselves at a time in their life where they had the most energy, at a place where they have energy and they feel really good about themselves. So she had decided that it was a size 8, and so we came up with a little mantra, size 8 is great, 148 is great. And she started visualizing herself at that size, but more so she visualized the energy she had at that size and how easy it was to get up and put on her workout outfit and head to the gym. And so pretty soon she just started putting on the workout outfit and heading to the gym. But I really believe that resistance stores itself in ourselves. And so if you can work on becoming flexible in the body, you're also going to be flexible in mind and vice versa. If you can allow time for yourself to connect, you become more open-minded and your body also reacts and you need to work out sort of, the resistance becomes toxic. So if you can work it out of your body, it helps with the mind as well.
I see. Well, I wanted to go through a whole list of different types of examples of how you used life coaching and The Secret. I thought that was the best way to illustrate our points. So we have to go on to our next guest now. Why don't you tell our audience, which is nationwide, how they can get in contact with you?
Oh, yes. www.coleysmith.com, and that's C-O-L-E-Y. My phone number is 503-977-5548, and I'm going to be starting a 40-day Body, Mind, Spirit, and the Law of Attraction workshop on April 14th.
Okay, I appreciate you coming on the show. You're very dynamic, and I hope you choose to join the network and get your own show at one point. Thanks for coming on.
That would be great. Thanks.
Okay,
bye-bye.
My next guest is an expert in Reiki and the Reconnection. Are you there, Sheila King?
I am here, Mike.
Okay, great. I'm quite the juggler tonight. I understand there's a new healing modality on the planet known as the Reconnection. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background in Reiki and the Reconnection?
Okay, I will, Mike. I have been doing Reiki for 21 years. I've been a teaching master for 19 of those 21 years, and it's been an exciting and wonderful and very, very, you know, just wonderful feeling thing. I was actually able to take Reiki into the VA hospital this week, so that's very exciting.
Sure.
About 6 years ago, I first read Dr. Eric Pearl's book, which is entitled The Reconnection.
Yes.
Healing Others, Healing Yourself. And I was so excited by the book that I had called up and arranged to take his seminars, both levels of his seminars that were then being offered, by the time I was halfway through the book.
You just knew you had to be there, right?
Oh, I knew I had to be there. There was just no choice. He was talking about energy in the way I have always taught it when I taught Reiki. So
okay.
I knew there was something very special there that aligned itself perfectly with me. So long story short, I've been working with Eric Pearl now for 6 years. I am a level 4 practitioner, which means I am a mentor to other practitioners, and I assist him at seminars all over the world. So it's been very, very exciting work. It is the reconnective frequencies are new to the planet.
Yes.
It's a whole different spectrum of frequencies. It feels different to experience this than anything, I think, certainly anything I had experienced before, and I've been an energy worker for many years. It brings about the whole idea of the reconnection is to reconnect us with what is truly our birthright as human beings, to reconnect us with the grid lines of our planet, solar system, universe, and beyond through the quantum field. So some pretty fantastic and transformational things happen. There are two things we talk about when we talk about the reconnection. The first is reconnective healing. And it's different than what we call the reconnection.
Okay, why don't we talk about the difference?
We will. Reconnective healing is done, first of all, both of these modalities are done over the body, not touching the body.
I see.
And with reconnective healing, we use these particular frequencies in the energy field of the person lying on the table, and the purpose is for healing. My understanding, my personal understanding of this is that it just seems to heal the grids in our energy field, personal energy field, and that in that way it affects healing on physical, mental, and emotional levels. And people have astounding responses to this. There are some very particular responses to the reconnective frequencies that are unique unto this kind of healing. For instance,
what would they be?
People's eyes begin to flutter. They begin to swallow. There are spontaneous movements of the limbs oftentimes. It will look like someone's playing the piano with their fingers. It's pretty fascinating for us doing the work, and we can tell that they are really immersed in the frequencies at that point. When I do reconnective healing, I work in a very intuitive manner. I move when I might follow the frequencies. I might follow what's happening in that person. If I'm working in a certain area and there's more response, I might stay there longer. Or I might just get tired of that place and go to another and begin to work there. It doesn't seem to matter exactly where we work. We just follow it intuitively. A session will last about half an hour. Oftentimes there are spontaneous, miraculous healings during the session.
Really? You've witnessed this?
Yeah. Many times.
Oh, can you give us a few examples of something?
Yeah, one example was when I was in Dallas in December. I worked on a woman before the workshop actually started. She'd made an appointment ahead of time. And I didn't know. I generally ask people not to tell me if anything's wrong, because I don't want to work differently because I'm focused on that.
Sure.
So she didn't tell me anything about herself. And I did a very simple 30-minute healing for her. And afterwards, she looked at me just stunned and said, "Oh, my gosh, I have full range of motion in this arm." And apparently she'd hurt her arm very severely.
You had no idea. Yeah.
I had no idea. She had just taken the cast off the day before, was wondering if she should possibly come to this workshop where she was going to need to use her arms, and just trusted that it would be all right. She went through the whole workshop with no pain.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. And sometimes the healings come later. They kind of evolve over time. I sometimes get a phone call or an email days or weeks later after I've been in a city and worked on someone, and they'll say, "Oh my gosh, I didn't think anything happened." And then one woman said, "I hadn't been able to stand to teach my classes." She was a nurse and taught classes. "I hadn't been able to stand for 3 years because her hips and knees bothered her so much." And she realized she stood through a whole four-hour class and it didn't bother her at all. But that just kind of evolved over a week.
That is really exciting. Now, let me ask you something. My forte is ancient mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that our DNA used to be much fuller. People used to live to be 1,000 years old, like Methuselah.
Right.
And then we lost that DNA, and we're now reconnecting with it. Is that
Yes.
your understanding?
Yes, that is my understanding. And we don't talk
Yes.
a lot about the DNA in the reconnection. But what we know is that it's changing the structure of our DNA. J.J.
Yes.
Hertak wrote a wonderful book where it's called The Keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge.
Sure.
Channeled
it's a
book.
Of Enoch.
Yeah, it's a channeled book from a scribe in the time of Jesus. And in one of those chapters, he talks about a type of healing that will change the frequency of the cells. He calls them the spin cells, which will in turn, over time, change the DNA. And Hertak himself said that that's what's happening within reconnective healing. So that's very, very exciting. And the reconnection is the experience that Dr. Eric Pearl had when his axiatonal lines were connected, which is a little different than what we do now. But for him, it was like a key fitting in a lock, and it was perfect. And after he had that done, all of his powers of healing came forth, and people lying on his tables started having miraculous healings. So that process has been refined and changed, and we now call it the personal reconnection. And it's about transformation.
Sure.
It's done in two sessions, and instead of being free-form and intuitive like the reconnective healing, we use the frequencies in a very, very precise manner. And what we do is draw certain lines and hold certain points, over 100 of them, that reconnect our meridian lines of our body, some of those that have been lost in ancient times, since ancient times, are reconnected to the earth and the solar system and the universe and through the quantum field with parallel universes. And I'll tell you, Mike, I've done hundreds and hundreds of these reconnections now. And people, you know, it expands over time. And people talk about the miraculous things that happen. They have huge shifts in the way their intuition works. There's a sense of oneness with everything that is, and there are synchronicities everywhere. You know, it's just, you expect synchronicities in your life. So if
people are really able to fulfill their destinies and their life path, they're not stuck anymore, right?
That's right. So many people, it's fun in the advanced practitioners in the reconnection. There's a man who is an engineer. You know, there's a woman who is a lawyer. It's just to come into this and recognize that this is their life path. And other people who don't necessarily decide to become practitioners of reconnective healing find their true path in their own way. You know, it's like all of a sudden waking up and saying, wait a minute, what am I really supposed to be doing? And getting in touch with that.
I see. Now, would you recommend people start by buying the book by Dr. Pearl, The Reconnection?
I absolutely would. And you can get his book everywhere. It's only $15. And it's fun. It's exciting. He's very humorous in his writing and very sincere. And I think everyone would enjoy it. It touched people actually begin to be able to do this healing just reading the book.
Oh, I see.
So that's a great place to start. And then I would suggest if someone wants to have a session of reconnective healing, that they go on Dr. Pearl's website, which is www.thereconnection.com. And there's a list for practitioners in every state, in every area. And people can find the nearest practitioners to them. And I just suggest they look for the most experienced as well that are in their area and just go and try a session and have the experience of that.
Sure. Now, as we're winding up the interview, tell me a little bit about Reiki and how that fits into this. This is obviously much more powerful than Reiki.
No, I don't think it's more powerful. I think it's very different.
Different, okay.
Reiki is ancient.
Right.
Between 2,500 and 3,000 years old, but it's quantum healing.
Who was doing it? The Egyptians or the Mayans? Or?
No, it was originally, this work was originally done by the Buddha and his disciples.
Okay.
So it was 500 years before the time of Christ. And it was rediscovered by a Japanese man in the middle 1800s. But it is, I have done this, as I said, for 21 years. I've had fantastic healings happen with Reiki. It's different. Reiki is like unconditional love through the hands. People lay their hands on the body in a succession of treatment positions that balances the energy of the body so that it becomes its own self-healing mechanism. It feels very different than reconnective healing. I absolutely love working with both sets of frequencies.
So they complement each other, it sounds like.
Well, I think they complement each other. I don't mix them up, though. You know, people come to me for a Reiki treatment, and that's what I give them. If they're curious about reconnective healing, I might do 5 minutes to show them what it feels like. And then if they want to make a session for that, we can do that. But it's like honoring each thing and giving
modality.
It
to... Now, if people are in the Northwest, how can they get in touch with you?
People who are in the Northwest?
Sure.
Well, you
this
can get in touch
show,
with
but
me.
But they're up in a Portland area.
I'm in the Portland, Oregon area. That's right. They can email me at reconnect333@aol.com. They can go to my website at www.reconnect33.com. They can call me on the phone, 503-670-8150. And again, Dr. Pearl's website for looking up practitioners in other areas is www.thereconnection.com. And in the Portland area, I do reconnective healing, I do reconnections, and I teach Reiki classes and do Reiki treatments. So I'm happy to answer people's questions.
And just so people know, Portland's like a metaphysical paradise up here.
It really is. It's like the heart
really,
of the United
progressive
States.
Progressive city and part of the country. There's a lot of metaphysical people here. I have no problem getting guests on my show locally, believe me. Well, I appreciate you coming on, and you're very exciting. And I invite you as well to consider a radio show with our network. And we'll talk to you another time.
Thanks a lot, Mike. You have a
Thank
good
you,
day.
Thank you, Sheila. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, that was Sheila King. Very exciting about the reconnection, a very interesting healing modality that you can look online. Just type in reconnection online and you can read more about it. And so I want to tell you a little bit more about myself. My name is Mike Schultz, and this is a new time slot for us. My co-host, Candia Sanders, will be coming on shortly. She is an intuitive. She will be doing readings live on the air. So coming up very soon, it's very exciting and very generous of her to offer this service for free on the air. And this is the Odyssey Radio Show with Mike Schultz and my co-host, Candia Sanders. And why don't you introduce yourself to the audience since we have a new time slot, Candia?
Yeah, I'm excited about this new time slot. This is awesome. I love this. Well, Mike and I met, what it's been, about a year and a half ago. And
sure.
Oh, has it been that long? I don't know. It feels like that.
The Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo in Portland, Oregon. Sure.
Absolutely. And what I do is I do shows, obviously, and that's where we connected, which is great. Our energy mixed, and here we are. And what I do is intuitive work. I do readings on just about anything and everything, including the physical body. And that's when it gets fascinating because everything is interrelated into what is happening with our physical selves, and then that parlays out into the mental bodies and the emotional bodies. And, of course, then that spins out into the big ones, which are also romance and finances and abundance. So they're all interconnected.
Absolutely. Well, we have a call right away, so let's go ahead and bring the caller online.
Fabulous. Hello?
Yes, caller, we can hear you. Go ahead.
My name is Irina, and this is my first time. I'm a little nervous. I've never done this before. I'm not sure that I know your names, but I was wondering if I could ask a question.
Absolutely.
Of course. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I was wondering why my love life is so difficult. I seem to be a very happy person, and everything is working, and everything is right, and I've been loved, and I love, and I seem to be stuck, and I don't know what's going on. I really tried everything I could.
In terms of relationships, where are you right now? Are you single? Is that what you're saying?
I am divorced, and I still love my ex-husband, but I got involved with another man for many, many years, and eventually I left them both, and I live alone, and otherwise I'm very happy. I have everything I need and want. I live in New York. I work as a teacher in college, and I'm not desperate and not destitute, but somehow for years I was stuck between two men, and I abandoned them both.
Well, you've got a lot of things going on. First of all, primarily what is important is being very clear with, one, number one, who you are, and number two, what it is that you want in your life. Do you feel that you are completely out of connection, out of love with your ex-husband?
No.
Or do you still hang on to it?
I still love him.
Yeah, because see, this is what my sense is with you. You're still hanging on to that. And as long as you're still hanging on to a relationship that really is not going anywhere, you will never be able to connect in with somebody else. You have to be completely emotionally free and available in your heart for the next relationship to really happen, because otherwise you end up sabotaging it, or you'll find things that are not workable for you. As an example, you may find that the person, you don't like how he eats, or he's put on weight, or he's bald, or he's this, or he's that, when in essence, it has nothing to do with it. It's just that you are finding ways to sabotage the relationship because on some level you're still connected to the ex. And if there are two ways. I mean, there are no wrong or right ways. It's totally up to you as to how you choose to do it. You can choose to see if it's still workable. Has he remarried?
No.
He's still single. So is there an opportunity for you guys to reconnect?
I think we're still connected, but mostly as friends. And I know that we still love each other. It's just that, I don't know, I seem to have grown out of that relationship, and yet
You're still connected. Because you know how you really decide and decipher whether this is right for you is, one, I've got a litany test of all these things, or a litmus test, and that is, can you look into his eyes, for a long period of time and just stay there? Do you feel like you could still have intimacy and sex with him? I mean, on a real caring, sharing relationship level. Because if you can't, then you're holding on to the nostalgia of what was. And to be honest with you, I feel very strongly that you have outgrown that relationship. You divorced for the right reasons. and you're holding on to, again, there's a safety factor in that. And if you stay connected to that safety factor, that keeps you from moving and staying in the present moment and moving forward on with your life. So that's your big key right there, is for you to be able to let go of that and recognize that you learned all the great things that you were supposed to from that relationship. And now it's time just to honor it for what it is and be grateful for what he gave you and what you gave him, because you both learned from one another. How fabulous for you that you guys are both good friends. How perfect. And now it's time to let that part of your life go away so that you can open up the door to new relationships. That's why you have still been stuck in cycles of not being able to move forward. So okay. It's all about you staying present.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. I'm really glad you called. And just for your information, again, this is the Odyssey program, Monday nights at 8 o'clock Western time. And this is Mike, and I'm Candia, and we are really happy that you called.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
you.
Your help. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was a great call. I wonder, most of our audience is on the computer right now anyway, since they're listening. And why don't you tell them about your website so they can find out a bit more about you?
Oh, you are awesome. My website is easy to find. I'm Candia Sanders. You can Google that. You can Yahoo it. It's out there. Just Candia, C-A-N-D-I-A, Sanders, .com, easy to find. You can track me also via my email, which is just CandiaSanders at Yahoo. But the website has a lot of great information about what it is that I do, not to mention stories that are really good to read. In terms of different clients that I've worked with over the years and their stories of growth, of pain and challenges, and how they moved through them so that they could move to the next level. And that's really where we're at.
I think we have another call. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
hi.
Go ahead and talk to Candia.
Hi, Candia. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm so glad you called. This is awesome. So what is it you've got going on?
Well, you know, my son was in a ski accident yesterday, or Sunday. Was that yesterday? Sunday. He and a rock seemed to collide. And can you tell me what's going on with his knee?
Yeah, let me look at his knee. Okay, this is a great opportunity to show verbally what it is that I do. Her son, how old is your son?
He's 14.
14, okay. His knee, I can feel it, it's swollen. Let's just see. Okay, his structure is off. Okay, so let me just help you with that one right now. Let's do a little magic on the radio. Isn't that fun? Now, obviously, you can't see this, but when I work with clients, I always explain exactly what it is that I'm doing. So when I look at his energy, structure is off. So let me put that back into balance for him. And then it also shows, yeah, tissues, inflammation. Fortunately, well, no, I was going to say tissues. Let me just get that going, inflammation. And then those are, interestingly enough, when I first started this with Mike, this is on the physical level, okay? And yet what shows up is a muscle around the knee is on the emotional level. So what does that mean? When something, and I'm just activating that as I speak here. What does that mean when it goes into the emotional body? What that means is that there's some underlying emotional stress in his life. And so many people think, well, God, what does a 14-year-old have to stress about? Well, in reality, there's a ton, I think. With teenagers, they are coming into their body. They're dealing with hormonal shifts. They want to flirt with girls, in this case, because you have a son, vice versa, female to, you know, a boy trying to find themselves in the world. At the same time, the school pressures are high. I think there's a lot of influence. So stress on teenagers is up there. So with him, my sense with him is that he had some other things going into this. I also feel, you said it was a skiing accident, that his confidence level comes and goes when it comes to skiing. He'd love to be, you know, the hot Joe shot pro,
mm-hmm.
and yet he's still learning and tentative, it feels like. And so there's a bit of self-confidence issue going on around that. So then he fell, and then to have it kind of get inflamed, you know, because that's what it feels like, there's some inflammation. Now, obviously this is quick and fast, but his balance is back in, the structure of the knee is back in balance, and people are going to go, yeah, right, she's somewhere on the telephone line and you're someplace on the computer line. How is this possible? Well, the reality is that is all about quantum physics, because your son can be where he's at, sitting down, hopefully not running around your house,
yes,
so that it works better. And that by bringing him to me, I can see his body, and then I can send it back to him and then work on it. And what's great about working at this level, you can go into the cellular level of the body to release old traumas and injuries that have been left in the cells. And fortunately for your son, there isn't any of that, because it's just recent, and we're able to get right on top of it, which is wonderful. Have you iced it at all?
Yes.
How's that doing?
I think it's better than it was last night.
Well, you know what? This will accelerate it, because now that the structure is back in alignment, because you know what? Even if he'd gone, as an example, to a doctor and had an x-ray on it, he might not have been able to get the structure. Let me put it another way. The x-ray may not have been able to see it as being out of balance like I see it, because for me, even a fraction of a nanosecond, basically, to be off can affect the overall healing and the speed of recovery. So by just putting it completely back into 100% balance with both knees, the hips, the back, will make the recovery that much more quicker, more quickly. So what I would love to have you do, if I could invite you to do something, is to send me an email and let me know if this makes a difference. I know it will.
I'm sure it will.
Excellent.
Thank you. Can I ask another question? Do you have time, or do you have another caller waiting?
Nope. You go right on ahead. We were just told we've got unlimited time tonight.
You can go after 9, but I will be signing off and let you close the show. But go ahead with your second question.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're still on, Mike.
Okay.
I've done some energy work before. How does one stay in the place that, like, you would put me in? In other words, how do I stay out of being in a depressive state?
Oh, that's a real, that's huge. That's a big question. It's a good question. And you know what it is? It's a daily challenge. It's a daily journey. It's a daily adventure. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
So it's all about mindfulness. Now, some people may think that I'm totally obsessive about this, and possibly I am. But my belief is that we are challenged in today's world by so many things that bombard us, okay? And I'll get back to your question, trust me. We've got the computers and all the electromagnetics and telephones and microwaves and huge electrical wires and pollution and chemicals, not to mention traffic and stress, and then the pressure of having to produce and make money so we can pay our bills, so we have a roof on our head, all of those things. Make sure we're good parents. Obviously, you're a good parent. All of those things that build up. So my belief is, how do we stay on top of that? And that is, number one, first and foremost, I've talked about this on the show before, but it's a great time to bring it up, so it's a great question. And that is, my belief is, and I'm going to state that, my belief on this, is that we all come into this world on a color ray that corresponds with the chakras. Now, I have to clarify that as well, because I do feel that there have been those who have come into this life that are not of the color spectrum, that they are beyond it or below it or, way out there, because I've definitely worked with souls that are not from the here and now on this planet. What we do is, when you visualize the color ray that you are part of, again, corresponding to a chakra, in your case, I read you, is that you correspond to your third eye, which is your purple chakra. Every day, start your day in the center of your light, and then put your hands out to the sides to reinforce your boundaries, because what happens is, with you, your emotions, because you've got so much going on, you're very smart, you're very determined. I mean, you have just got your nose to the grindstone and are very determined and very pointed about where you're going and what you need to produce and what you need to do. And what happens is somewhere in there you've got these emotions that are boiling up inside and sometimes don't have the opportunity to come out because communication gets blocked. And some of the communication gets blocked is because the people that you're speaking to do not hear you. So when they don't hear you, then you shut down because you don't speak because you, what's the point? Nobody can hear you. So the key in that is start your day again with your standing in your light, boundaries up, hands up at your side, going around in a circle, reinforcing that. And then visualizing the space that you are now in is completely clear of any disruption. And so that when energy comes your way, that it's deflected by your circle of light around you. That's really key because what you're doing is you're keeping out behaviors of others that are not necessarily conducive to your space. The next thing is don't take anything personally because of those emotions that I feel going on. What happens is that I have this strong sense you internalize and then, you know, it kind of gets churning. I feel it churning in your solar plexus, and it's hard sometimes not to take things personally when things, for example, with you at work, when you're working on a project that it may not come through, or it may take longer than you anticipated, or there's somebody that usurps your power in some sort, you take it personally, and it's really their drama, not yours. So don't worry about it, and just stay real clear every day with that part of what you see in terms of work, okay? Does that make sense? Where you stay focused on just what's in front of you. Keep a daily log about just what you want to get taken care of each day rather than worrying about the whole week. Kind of have a generality going on, but just the basics every day so you stay as present as possible.
Okay.
And that will help tremendously. The next thing after that, tools, sometimes I probably give too many tools, is to say let's say you have an old negative thought that comes in there,
mm-hmm.
Stop it. Recognize where it's coming from. If you have to, write it down, because it's when you write it down, when you recognize the negative, that's how you can flip them into the positive, because once you're in the positive, why do you want to flip it back to a negative? Sometimes we have to identify that shadow part of us. And by writing it down, that's how we can shift it. So then if you have a negative thought that comes your way, and sometimes they come, and they can be motivating at times, other times they can be debilitating. So if it goes to that part where it's starting to be self-criticizing, because I feel the self-critic going on and on and on, I feel this little old cassette player going, self-critic, going, stop already. Stop. And that's when you come in and think about something beautiful. Think about a happy thought. Come to your happy place. In fact, my kids and I just watched again Collateral, that Tom Cruise movie where he was the killer. You know, they thought it was a great movie. One of the neatest things about that movie, though, is, have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen that movie.
Jamie Foxx is in it as a taxi driver, and when he gets stressed, when he would get stressed out in L.A., he'd look up at this postcard of this island of where he wanted to go to, and he goes, he would just go off for a minute or two into his island, and it would just, you know, bring his blood pressure down. So you could do something like that as well, where you have a picture inside your desk you open up and just step into the picture. Or go into how you visualize, where you step into a space, where you can go out into that world and hold on to that feeling. Because when you hold on to that feeling and wrap it around you and immerse yourself in it, it literally changes the chemistry of your body. It changes your brain waves. It changes the cell level. And this has been documented by science, so I'm not talking wacko cracko here. This is truly documented. Scientific information that when your brain waves change, it changes your whole body chemistry. Now, that's what I feel is one of our number one issues across America, not to mention probably the planet, is stress. Stress. And then on top of that, we add poor diets and lack of focus, stupid television shows, you know, all those things that become brain drains instead of being productive. The other thing, too, towards this, see, here's another tool, is back to being doing something physical for yourself on a real regular basis, whether it's changing and keeping your desk clean, adding a plant or flowers to your desk, something in your physical environment. The other thing you can do is that you're doing something physical for yourself, whether it's taking a walk, doing push-ups, jumping jacks, running around the block, yoga, Pilates, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And put that into your, you know, make time. You make time for everybody else, but you're at the bottom of the list. It's time for you. It's time absolutely for you. So if you are working off your calendar, which is how I ate on the at home from work, you drive to a park and you walk around a park, or you walk along a river, or you go home and pull your bicycle out, or you go home and put on a yoga tape, something that's just for you, and you don't let the, you know, if the phone rings, you don't answer it. If it's your son that you were talking about, you have him leave a message, or you have it queued up ahead of time that, sorry, mom is unavailable for this hour. And start taking that time. It will be amazing the difference in how you feel in terms of warding off depression. Now, some of that also could be triggered by food, because foods can affect our moods. So that's the other thing I would invite you to do, is start keeping a log of the foods that you eat and see how they can affect your moods. You know, for example, you could eat an apple one day and feel really good, and then let's say you're racing home and you grabbed a bagel and cream cheese and you felt more lethargic, affected your intestines or whatever. That's how, you just keep a record of what foods energize you, which ones go the other direction.
Re-energize. Okay.
All of those, every one of those little pieces, but that's where it goes back to, like, okay, Candy, you're off the charts here. But that's really what it takes in today's world, is to be very, very mindful of having all these different things that you do to change your environment. Then, after you get all of those going, and the other thing about you that's really positive about this, if you have those things, it goes really well into your calendar, because you're doing all those things on your calendar anyway to get through your work day. So you just add those little increments in throughout the day. It's real easy, because you're going to go, you know, at 10:15, okay, date with Karen. Okay, good. Okay, 1:15, date with Karen, whatever it is, right? You know, or you take 10 minutes and you use your foods, and, you know, you take little snacks throughout the day, keep your blood sugar up and energy up, you know, keep your brain going.
Okay.
Or, you know, you look at your postcard of your faraway place, or you look out the window, or you drink a cup of tea, all the little things during the course of the day to nurture yourself. And they're in increments of 5 to 10 to 15 minutes. Another good time is going to the bathroom. It's a great time to get yourself refocused. Bathroom time is just perfect. It's so good. Utilize it. I mean, utilize it.
Nobody's there.
And then, the last and finishing touch is, once you start doing this for yourself, you're putting this into your whole psyche that you are worth it. You are valuable enough to take care of. You take care of everybody else, and now you're taking care of yourself, that your soul will start feeling better. And the more you feel better, then all of a sudden you start becoming more grateful for everything you have. God, I'm so grateful for this wonderful house. Oh, my God, I've worked hard for this. I've created this beautiful home. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the fact that I have this wonderful son, and now his knee as well. You know, I'm grateful for all the people that you work with. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for the blue sky whenever it shows up. You know, all of the things, and it starts changing your mindset, because it goes back into, you know, what the secret's talking about is the law of attraction. That goes into gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take the steps along the way. And one other little piece of information is vitamin D. They have been doing, this is a kind of a clinical thing, this is not the intuitive part, but I think it would be, and I feel like this would be very good for you, is vitamin D. And for any of you that are listening that are dealing with where I live in the Pacific Northwest, we have been absolutely inundated with rain to the point of drowning. I mean, I feel like my toes are growing together. We have so much moss growing everywhere, mold growing everywhere. It's just nuts. We have not had enough sun. Vitamin D from the sunshine. There was a study done with women in menopause and with osteoporosis. The difference between Oregon and Washington and Hawaii, same diets, everything, but we have a higher case here because of lack of sunshine. We also have a higher level of depression in the Northwest and higher rate of teenage suicide because, from my opinion, it's lack of sunshine. Vitamin D. Vitamin D. They've been doing this study with the elderly with vitamin D, and what they have discovered that they are giving these people up to 10,000 milligrams of vitamin D to help with depression, and they're having great results.
Wow.
Yes. So it's one of those things that I personally am affected by lack of sunshine. I'm a sunshine girl, and I'm living, oh my God, in the rain, the fog, the grayness. Ugh. And I've been taking vitamin D since I heard this for probably 5 weeks, 6 weeks maybe, and I can tell a difference. I can tell a difference that I don't have that, sinking feeling it's another gray day. Yuck, right? And yes. So it's amazing. It's not something that's going to be an overnight fix, but it's something about getting it into your body. Imagine if we had blue skies every day, and, of course, then I would never want to live anyplace else. When it's gray like this, all I can think about is getting out of touch. And yet, if we had sunny days, you feel so good, you feel so alive. So think about that. Hitting the vitamin store, and what's great about it, vitamin D is very, very inexpensive. $5, $6.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So that's one more thing. So I gave you, obviously, a laundry list of things, but they're simple. And it's just about mindfulness and staying on top of it. And it's really not obsessive. It's just taking care of you. It's nurturing you. And then the one more thing I would invite you to do is remember to do something special just for you, whether it's a latte or having your nails done or, you know, calling an old friend whom you haven't talked to in, 5 years. Whatever it is, all the little things. Start making a list of all the little things that nurture you and that, oh, golly, I haven't done that in years. Okay, put that on your list that you're going to end up starting to do those over the course of the next several months. You know, start putting those in because as we get older and as we are raising our kids, we forget to do that as mothers. Trust me, I've been on that bandwagon. I know that one.
Mm-hmm.
I know the drill so well.
Yes.
So, did that help?
That will help.
Is there any other aspect of that you want to cover before I let you go?
Well, I will stand in my purpose, put my arms out, be grateful for what I have, and
use bath and breaks, write lists, shadow side, positive side.
The writing things down, that's a tough thing, but I'll try.
Yeah, you can do it. It's just a matter of, because then it's a creative act. You know, then you, and then it's a feeling of accomplishment. You know, again, use your calendar, your daily calendar, where you write out your appointments. Don't you write out appointments?
Well, I log them into the computer.
Put it into the computer. However you do it,
I'm
so old-fashioned. I do mine all by hand. So you put it on the computer, whatever works for you, and plug that in. And then, I've got a date with myself, and then nurture yourself. You know, all the things that are special. Find a picture of something, if you have to focus on for your faraway place so that you can take yourself to your dream place, you know, after a long phone call or a meeting or whatever. Flowers on your desk. Physical things that you're going to do for yourself.
Okay.
Vitamin D. And little breaks during the day that... You take 5-10 minutes here and there just for you just to breathe, to recollect yourself. And then physical time maybe after work where you definitely put in time for whatever works for you. Because you got to like it, otherwise you won't stick with it. I mean, that's for all of us. You got to like it. I personally love to walk because it's meditative, and then you can power walk at the same time and get some exercise or biking or whatever. For you, obviously, you just went skiing, so skiing you can still do for a point in time, but then we're into other sports. So start examining what really feels good and positive for you.
Okay.
And I know in my heart of hearts that you can change this. You can do this. The other thing too is to let go of any of those old hurts that are still stuck in your body and how you can do that. And those can be, you know, something from a discussion or an argument with your husband to issues from your mother when you were a teenager. You know, we all have different things. Mm-hmm. And you can then hold the points in your body. If you think about a particular event, where does it feel off? When you feel that, you know, lack of communication, for example, you're talking and I know that your husband is not listening to you, where do you feel that? Do you feel that in your heart or do you feel that in your solar plexus? So when you feel that, take your hand over that area and breathe through it, you know, with deep, long, you know, big breaths and then let them out. Visualize, hold on to it, you know, feel it in your body and then let it go and then turn it as you're breathing. Move that from taking it from the hurtful part of it, moving through till it's neutral, and then you're breathing it out until it changes into a positive. And if that's difficult, how you can do that is through color. And visualize, you know, the different colors from a very dark, and since you're purple energy, very dark, dirty purple, as you breathe, it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer, and you have in your mind that particular event. It's another way to clear out the past,
okay,
so that you are free right now in the present, because that's why we get blocked, because we're still stuck with old issues from our past.
We want those to go away.
And that, of course, I feel a lot of times can be a lifetime endeavor, because if we were completely freed, we'd create drama anyway, so we wouldn't be bored. We are human beings. We're notorious for that.
Yes.
So hopefully that helps. Now, by any chance, is your son handy?
Yes, he is.
Ask him how his knee feels.
I will. Hey, Zach, how's your knee? Feeling better? Any bit better?
Yes, he says it's not all the way better, but it's feeling better.
Well, it's because it still has the inflammation. That's where the ice comes in. The other thing is arnica, homeopathic arnica, 30C is really good for muscles and tears and inflammation. And just not only does it help with all that, it accelerates the healing process. So that you can get at Wild Oats, Whole Foods.
What's it called?
Arnica.
Arnica?
It's a Native American, A-R-N-I-C-A. It's a Native American plant that was used to leaves, and they put it on hot rocks and then wrap it around, you know, the injury.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, then you grind down the plant, and then they would take it internally. And now they have then made homeopathic from it, because like heals like. And then it's really good for any kind of injury. You take arnica before you go to the dentist, and it will gear your body up for the trauma and then help you through it, as an example. But it's really good for those kinds of things. I've always carried arnica because it's just, especially having boys, it's just a great remedy. I give that instead of Tylenol. Give him arnica.
Interesting.
That will help. But
okay,
with him icing it, and then, like I said, my sense of it now that it's a little after 9, that a lot of times on these kinds of things, especially when it's been, you know, he's got as much inflammation in it that he does, that it's a 24-hour process. But there, he should feel that there is a difference in how it moves,
mm-hmm,
and it doesn't click, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Because that's what was, it was just off enough.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and ice it again and get arnica.
Yeah. And then again, see how he feels in the morning. He may not even need it.
And then ice it what?
Well, just see how he feels in the morning. If you don't have any arnica, you might not need it. But icing definitely here before bed would be really positive.
Okay.
And then one other question is, do you by any chance, see, I can go on first. By any chance, do you happen to have any lavender oil?
No.
Okay, well, let me just put some energetically around it. Lavender oil is one of those that is really great for inflammation and sore muscles, for calming. Just a great essential oil to have on hand.
Okay.
And so I'm just putting some right now into the knee itself, energetically.
Awesome.
So he's good. He's really good. So, Karen, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Did I help? Did it help?
I think so.
Did you take notes?
Yes, I have notes.
Okay, good. Because I'm not taping. So this is great. I'm so glad you called, especially on our first, well, my first night on Monday night on BBS.
Good. And so, very successful. What is your email address?
It's CandiaSanders@Yahoo.
Okay.
Just email me. Let me know what's going on. CandiaSanders@Yahoo. Check out my website, www. Why can't we just say blah, blah, blah? Why do you have to have the www? I don't even know what www means. You can check out how unsavvy I am computer-wise. CandiaSanders.com.
Okay.
So, Karen, it's been great. Give your son a hug from me. Tell him he'll be fine. And stay in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, obviously, we lost Mike earlier. He said he was going to check off at 9, and he silently slipped out. And I was appreciative of the fact that we had some time on the air together. Mike's awesome. He asked me to join him this fall. Hello?
Hello, this is Candia.
Yes.
Hi, Candia. This is Carolyn. I'd like to ask you a question.
Oh, I'm glad you called. I didn't even hear the phone bleep to know you were online. This is great. I'm so glad you called.
I'd like to know what to do when a woman starts having heat flashes. Is there anything organic to do?
Oh, isn't that fun? Hot flashes are so much fun. Well, it depends on where you are in your cycle, depending on if you're still having periods or not.
No.
Periods are gone. Well, then,
Actually, they're not gone. They're sporadic.
Sporadic is so much fun. Well, what happens is there are a couple things you can do. But what happens is when you are going through the changes, aren't they so much fun, is the adrenal glands have to jump in and take over for the ovaries. And they end up having to carry the weight of stress on top of it. And then there was a naturopath that said it should be called adrenal pause rather than menopause. And I totally agree, having had all the symptoms myself, what you can do is support your adrenal glands first and foremost by getting, I'm a real believer in adrenal glandulars, but you can also use licorice root. You can get capsules, you can use licorice tea. Any health food store will have things for adrenals. They have sections on that. And the other thing that I found to be really helpful is black cohosh. Now, of course, you can buy several different kinds of combinations of women health. There's one naturopath that has created a whole line, and I can't remember, Wise Women Herbs or something to that effect, where she's put a combination of all different herbs together to help, which are some wonderful combinations. However, some people might find that there's a particular herb in some of them that can be sensitive because your body becomes more sensitive as you go through. So if one particular brand does not work for you, don't despair. Something else might. For example, again, you can find the blend, but I found personally that just black cohosh was tremendous. Now, it may take, a couple of weeks to get it all going into your system, but once you do, you just feel fine. It just stables all of those hot flashes.
Okay, because they had Nature's Way, the DMI Plus, and that gave me real bad headaches and made me feel worse.
What's in it? Do you still have a bottle?
It's all green stuff. It's got...
And what's it called again, Nature's Way?
It's Nature's Way DIM Dash Plus. It's an enhanced estrogen metabolism formula. So it's all greens like spinach and cabbage.
There's something in it, though, right, that's bugging you.
Oh, definitely. Broccoli powder.
What else is in it? The vegetables are okay.
I have to re-get my glasses.
Well, just don't understand. You're not the only one.
So I was, licorice works for me, but I can't remember what you said the other one was.
See, licorice I can't do personally, but a lot of people can. There's ashwagandha. Depends. I don't know what's in that particular brand, but it doesn't feel like it's the greens. Those are okay. It could be one of the herbs that are in it that are that's bothering you. And if you read them off,
yeah,
I can tell you which one it is.
Yeah, because I have migraines.
Okay. Can you read it? If you read them off, I can tell you which one it is.
Oh, here they are. Okay, let's see here. It is... it's got, let me see here, vitamin E.
That's okay for you.
Bioresponse DMI complex, 100 milligrams, which is...
That's okay.
Okay,
and... keep reading them.
Spinach powder, cabbage powder, and concentrated broccoli powder.
And that's all that's in this?
Yeah.
Huh. Because they all show up as and, okay.
And some kind of cellulose, I don't know, whatever the capsule's made out of.
Well, it could be that, actually.
But the bio, the complex is containing 25% of, I don't know, I have to spell it out to you, D-I-N-D-O-Y-L-M-E-T-H-A-N-E.
Well, whatever that is, to be honest with you, that's where I don't know. I'm not totally...
And starch and something else I've never heard of.
See, now that's the one... The rest of it feels okay, whatever that is. And maybe somebody out there knows, and obviously there are probably doctors out there that know all that stuff. I'm not a doctor. I don't know. All I can tell you is that energetically that shows up that you don't need that. So it might be something that's, in essence, more estrogen-creating, and you probably don't need estrogen yet. Your estrogen levels are okay. You're just flashing. And because of extra stress in your life, the adrenal glands are having to buck up more. And when the adrenal glands go, and let me just check something else. Yep, what shows up is your triple woman meridian. Now, these are the meridian points on the body, and let me just help you calm that down. Let me go. Okay, let's do that. Energetically, I just pulled your energy up, and the triple warmer, when it gets activated, it's stress-related, and that's when, again, I'll use myself as an example. When my triple warmer meridian is out of balance, and again, these are the old acupuncture meridians of the body. You know, you got your lung meridian, your stomach meridian, your gallbladder, liver, blah, blah, blah. There's also one that is the triple warmer that has to do with your stress response, which is why your hot flashes are up, because your triple warmer meridian is off a bit.
And so, that's why my right eye would twitch a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. Stress, stress, stress. So what can you do is you then work for calmness. It's, I don't know if you were able to listen to the previous caller, but where you just work into, you know, pulling up stress releases for yourself. So you go into, you know, whatever works for you. Everybody's a little bit different. My sense with you, though, you know, getting out and walking, biking, taking 10 minutes to yourself during the day if you can, doing things just for you, because what I get a sense, very strong sense of, is not only do you take care of you, you take care of everybody else in your family. And so there's little time left over for you. So in that is where your stress response comes up. Your adrenals get more taxed because I don't feel that you need the estrogen. Now, of course, you can go have your blood test and have all of that, you know,
yeah,
have your hormones checked.
That was all fine.
Yeah, that's what, okay, there you go. You just was validated. That's exactly what it feels like. You don't need that yet. And so what you need, though, is something for your adrenal glands, the stress response, and then, of course, the things you can do for calming. Black cohosh is a great one for hot flashes.
And how do you spell that?
Just black and then C-O-H-A-S-H.
C-O what?
H-A-S-H. Or maybe it's
okay.
O-S-H.
Okay.
I think it's A. Black cohosh. And it's, you can get them just little capsules, little tablets, and they're awesome. They're just great. And because you don't need all the rest of them. Let me just make sure you're okay with that. You are, because that's not going to affect your estrogen levels.
And that'll help me sleep at night, too?
Pardon me?
That'll help me sleep and not be so stressed.
Yeah. Let's see, what else would help you sleep? Oh, God, that is the story of our lives. Sleep. Your body clock is off. Let me just help you with that. Yep, and stress, because you go then, because your triple warmer is up, then your cortisol levels are up, which goes back to your adrenal glands. Vitamin C, extra vitamin C is also really, really good for you. Let me just see what your body says.
Which I don't take, so, okay.
3, 4, 5. So about 3,000 milligrams a day would be really good. You know, Linus Pauling back in 1957 got his Nobel Peace Prize for vitamin C theory, and he believed that he lived into his 90s, that it was due, he got an extra 20 years because of his high mega doses of vitamin C. The man was taking, something crazy, like 25,000, 32,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and doctors twitch over about 2 to 5,000 milligrams. I mean, he was taking mega doses. He also gave it to his wife because of her cancer, which he felt helped her live longer. So vitamin C is one of those really overlooked vitamins that we forget about. And I was just reminding my family of it tonight because we forget. You know, we get it in our fruits because, you know, you got to eat lots of fruits, but taking extra because of our food today being depleted. And also when you're under more stress, the vitamin C goes straight to, you know, the systems that need it. But it's also very supportive to the adrenal glands, which is what you need to get everything calmed down so you can sleep. There are some different things, some of the different herbs that are really good for sleep. Let me just ask which ones you need. There's kava kava.
Okay.
Kava kava would work for you. Passion flower would work for you. St. John's wort is not enough. It's real good for calming, which would probably be, you know, if you wanted something during the day, St. John's wort would be good for that. Which great, you could just go to the health food store and get all of these. And then, there's one more that I always forget about. Okay, St. John's wort, kava kava, passion flower, and chamomile tea, but that's not the one. There's one more. But, valerian. Valerian's a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But kava kava, passion flower is my favorite of the bunch. I use that with my kids. And you can get it in tincture form, you can get it in tablets, but it just helps the body relax.
And my last question, because I know you're helping everybody.
Melatonin. No, you're okay with melatonin. You're good there. I'm sorry. What?
Oh, my last question, because I know you're helping everybody and you're answering the phones. Will my husband be okay?
Yes.
Thank you.
What's real important for him is finding a sense of self and for him to do things that make him feel alive, because then he'll be motivated again. He needs to find things that stir his imagination, that get him excited about living and working past these issues that have triggered it, because he will come through all of this just fine. But it's really now up to him, because you've got science on his side, the medical field on his side to help. And then on top of that, then it's for him just to really, you know, find what curls his toes so that he can work through these old self-deprecating issues, self-criticizing issues that he's got, self-judgment, huge things around that. And the more he finds things that he is good at, that he feels good at, and that's where you come in. You're Miss Courage the Planet. And in taking care of him. But what's key is for him to learn how to take care of himself. Then he will feel, again, more alive and more manly and useful. He wants to be very useful for him. So the more tasks that you can give him, that honey, can you help me with this? You know, make up a honey-do list, seriously, because then he will feel useful. I need you. I can't do that. I need you to do this. Well, I know you can do this, and while you're in recovery, you can help this, and while you're doing this, you know, while you're getting stronger, take your vitamins with me. Let's start our day with a morning shake, you know, an invigorating morning shake with wheatgrass and all your, you know, the protein powders and your vitamins, and start your day out there, and you're both doing it together, and then give him his list of things that he can accomplish throughout the day for you around his work, so that he feels vital. He feels important to you, because that's part of it. I don't feel that he feels like he's important. Even though he knows he is, intellectually, it's on the emotional level for him where he gets sidetracked. Does that
oh, we love you. You've got a great website, too.
Oh, well, thank you. So you've been on. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you called. This is awesome. And good questions, too.
Thank you.
I had to
ask the things I need to ask.
Well, it's good. And then, seriously, go hit the health food store and track those things down.
I'm definitely going to.
Yeah, but the key for you is your adrenal glands. You know, get those supported because of the stress that you've had over the last couple years. It feels like 2 years that have kind of built up over, you know. The other ones in the past you've been able to handle, and with your body changing and all of that, and you're not really there. It's just kind of that pre-stuff going on, but the stress is what's kicked it in. But it really feels very strongly that it's been the past 2 years. And within those 2 years is where it's starting to take its toll. And finally, you know, you get to the edge and then you go down the slide. Well, that's kind of where you've gone. And then, so you want to at least make the slide fun. So that's where you want to support the body with the other things that you can, you know, do. Again, nurturing time for you. A little more, I don't know if it's walking or biking or both.
Walking.
Okay, go do that. And then things, again, I use, personally, I use, it's called NutriWest. I get it from a guy who sells it here in the Oregon, in the Portland area. It's a name brand. I don't even know if you can get this online, NutriWest, or if you have to go through a practitioner. I get my adrenal gland supplements from him because they have glandular, and this particular one has no licorice. You don't have a problem with licorice. They have them, like here we have wild oats, and they have, you know, different ones with the adrenal glandulars in them. However, they do have licorice. That's not a problem for you. You know what? Other thing you can do is you can call me from the, and my phone number, and this is also, I can give this out anyway, my phone number to reach me is 360-608-9555. You can call me with the ingredients, and I can just energetically test you to see if there's anything in there that your body doesn't need, if you find a particular brand of something. Because, again, just because one doesn't work doesn't mean they don't all work, because there might be just one ingredient in there that just doesn't work for your system. And the last thing you need are migraines.
Yeah, this one definitely didn't work.
Yeah, so I don't know if your particular store is, if you take a couple, if they let you take them back. Our stores do, so you can move on to the next one. And then they just send it back to the manufacturer.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. That might be nice to put on your website, too, though. It's the one you take.
Oh, yeah, it's, and write this down. It's NutriWest Core Level Vitamins. And again, I'm a believer. I have used these vitamins since 1993, since my back injury, which got me to where I am today and talking to you on the telephone and on the internet. And again, I got it through my healthcare practitioner at the time, and that's where I still go. There are a gajillion vitamins out there. There are some amazing supplements out there. The key, of course, is finding ones that work for you, because not all of them work for everybody. I don't care what they say. They just don't. Some work better for you than others, and you got to find the ones that you curl your toes and make you feel energized. Because you can go to, you know, the health food stores. You can go to, you know, like what I do, the expos and the shows, and everybody's selling you the newest and the latest and the greatest. Well, that's fabulous, but just trust your instincts and your guts when you go there to say, you know what, thank you, but no, or yeah, that one just feels right, and try that, because again, everything is different, and everybody is different. So again, with your black cohosh, that's why I made it real simple. Just get the one that says black cohosh and call it a day.
Yep.
For hot flashes.
Check that out.
Your adrenals. So yeah, your honey's going to be just fine.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling. This is great. This is awesome. So thanks
you
for
have
making
so much
our,
knowledge.
Our Monday night special here on BBC.
And you know,
BBC, BBS.
I'm going to tell all my friends they need to call in.
Yes, every Monday night here on bbsradio.com. You can call in. You can go onto the website and get the phone numbers right there and call in. You can check out archives. Also, what's great is the whole BBS program. We've got some wonderful different shows during the course of the week. You can listen to archives. They've really set up a great programming on this. So, yes, please tell all your friends.
Yeah, and I think I had the wrong number the first time because I got a gentleman that works at day shift. And he has the issue with underwear, so.
Wrong phone number. Well, I'm so glad you called. And, again, let me know how you feel, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Well, how fun this is on my first Monday night on BBS. I've been on Thursday mornings, and this is fabulous to have the callers. I really appreciate that. Remember that every Monday, Mike and I are on here on the Odyssey Show at 8 p.m. Western Time. We are in Oregon and Washington. You can call in from any place across the states. Use the toll-free numbers on BBS. Be sure and check into some of the other programming that we have on this site, because they have created a wonderful opportunity for you to really delve into many different topics and have use of great information at your fingertips. So please stay in touch and in tune with BBS every week, every day. It's a great opportunity to take yourself into all new dimensions. Until next week here at BBS and Odyssey Show, this is Candia Sanders. Please check out my website at candiasanders.com. And my telephone number, once again, is 360-608-9555. And also check out Mike Schultz's information and look at his videos that he has produced on the mystical and magical places on the planet. Till next week, have a great one. Bye.